Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the house. Will that be you?
Yeah, it would be.
And is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
No, I have a home.
And do you own or rent your home?
I think you're asking a lot of information. I don't know who you guys are, but I own my home. Yes, that's in the paper.
Yeah. I'm calling from FIU. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches, and they will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected their citizens. But please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I have no idea.
And estimated, like in the 70s, 80s, 90s?
About 40 years ago.
Okay, thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Florida?
Yes.
Since 56.
Okay. So an estimated, like 50, 60 years?
1956 till now.
Okay. And how many years is that?
Jesus, man. You can't do math. Watch out on the right way.
Okay.
56 to 0 is 44. And 44 and 24 is 68. 68 years.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a category 1 hurricane, category 2, a category 3 hurricane, category 4, or a category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
And which one did you remember, like the name or of the year, the hurricane?
I work for the power company, and I have been to so many of them and gone through so many of them that I really don't remember the names of them all.
But if you have to choose maybe the most impact for you, category 4 or category 5?
But believe that the first one that we had come through here a while back was category 1.
Okay, but did you remember the name or the year of that?
And what was the name of that hurricane that came through here? The big one. Andrew.
Andrew, okay. That was like a category 4, right?
That was a big one.
Yes, Andrew. And have you or any adults in your household living at home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No, not in this home.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not vulnerable.
And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shooters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative friends in other area? But I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
Well, we're pretty much prepared right now. We have generators, we have windows, we have a new roof.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, just somewhat, or not at all?
Well, if I don't have it, I'll go get it if I see one that's coming. And we'll be ready in time when we were told.
But right now,
I can't go out and get all this stuff and what to say.
But in this moment, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed? Very certain, just somewhat, or not certain?
Very certain. Very certain.
Now, please select your top 3 sources of information: radio, TV, internet sources other than social media, newspapers, friends and family, or social media, or WhatsApp.
I have radio.
Okay.
And television and internet.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane, storm, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, or property taxes? Or none of the above has affected?
Have any of these factors
impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane, like economic? The cost of childcare?
You're always concerned economically wise of all the extra expenses you're going to incur.
But none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness or cost of childcare?
I already told you we're as prepared as we can be right now. What else can I do?
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, yes or no?
I don't believe I am, no.
And when will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? If a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Well, hopefully never, but if we get an evacuation notice, we will respond right away.
Okay, but if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours?
No, we'd probably stick it out if it's a 3.
Okay. Just if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate?
That we'd have to wait and hear from them to make a move on that.
Okay, so which one's the lottery record for you? Probably never?
I've never seen never.
Oh, I understand. I need to select one of the options.
Well,
it's okay if I select probably never.
I can never say never. I can't say never.
Okay, so it's okay if I select if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate?
If a who?
If emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate.
Well, that would depend on the legality and the necessity.
Okay. But if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not live under any circumstances?
We'll see wherever our shelter is designated.
And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Michael, you're asking a lot of questions here, man, too.
I'm sorry, I need to read everything verbatim. But what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimated is fine.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, but how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Very certain. You probably come up with $2,000. Probably not come up with $2,000. I'm certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I'd have to see what the damage is to see how much I can try to get.
Okay, and how has your home
$1,000? $1,000 is not going to resolve an issue with a hurricane repair.
So you could probably not come up with $2,000.
Well, I didn't say that. I just say we'd have to see what the damage is.
Okay, but if you have to select one of the options, I could come up with the full $2,000, probably come up with $2,000, probably not come up, or very certain that I could not come up with $2,000.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly over 10%, decreased somewhat 1 to 10%, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly over 10%?